This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch has decided not to make the final decisions in the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server. That news, confirmed this morning, follows Lynch's controversial private meeting with former President Bill Clinton.
A Justice Department official tells CBS News Lynch will announce today that she will accept the recommendation of career prosecutors on whether or not to file charges. Lynch says she and the former president did not discuss the FBI investigation into Clinton's use of private email while she was Secretary of State. Nancy Cordes is in Washington, where Clinton's opponents want Lynch to completely step aside from the case. Nancy, good morning. What does this mean?
Well, here's what's significant about her decision. As Attorney General, Lynch doesn't have to accept the advice of her prosecutors. She typically has the latitude to go her own way. But she is now saying she will essentially go along with whatever they recommend, even as she insists she didn't do anything inappropriate.
I was arriving. He was leaving. He came on to say hello. We spoke about a number of things. There's not much more to it than that.
For a third straight day, the Attorney General insisted she did not discuss anything sensitive with the former president when they met for about half an hour on her plane at a Phoenix airport. But that did not quiet the critics.
This gets worse and worse for her. I just think this is icing on the cake.
Texas Senator John Cornyn and other Republican leaders called on Lynch to immediately recuse herself and appoint a special counsel in the Clinton case to avoid even the appearance of corruption. Trump called the meeting shocking.
I actually thought they were joking. I thought the people that told me was, you know, I said, no way. It's just no way that's going to happen. I'm flabbergasted by it. I think it's amazing. I've never seen anything like that before.
Democratic leaders rushed to Lynch's defense.
All I can say is Loretta Lynch is one of the most outstanding human beings I've ever known.
Lynch and Clinton have known each other for decades. He nominated her to be U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York in 1999, which is why some Republicans have long argued she cannot be impartial as the final arbiter in the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private server as Secretary of State. President Obama ignored a question about the wisdom of the meeting on Thursday, and his White House press secretary danced around it, too.
The question that you're raising is, what potential impact does this optic have on the investigation? And I'm not going to talk about it.
But other Democrats were not as circumspect. They said publicly that it was an error in judgment for the two to meet like that, even if it was impromptu, even if it was a social visit. The Attorney General is speaking at the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado late this morning, and we expect, Gail, that she'll have more to say about this decision then.
Like I said, we're going to talk more about this, with Megan Barth here in just a few minutes. Scott, this is so inflammatory. The optics, as they say, what can the press secretary of the White House, or what can President Obama say about this stuff? This looks bad. If anything, it turns out to be a stall tactic because the way things are, tightening up around Hillary Clinton. They're not going to address this issue before the election. I think, for those that are thinking that, somehow she's going to be disqualified at the last hour of running for president, that's not going to happen. They're dragging this out because that's what they do. But I gotta love the media. For credibility, you go to Harry Reid to make a character statement.
Right?
I mean,
that's what I thought, too.
Yeah. So it wasn't just me. I thought, it's like, really? I mean, you get Harry Reid. Can you find somebody else of some sort of, likability, within the Democratic Party that could take a stand and vouch for my character? But you're going to go to Harry Reid, who lied to everybody about Mitt Romney and then chuckled about it.
And then allegedly got beat up by gravity.
Well, you know, it can happen, you know, I guess, you know, so, and we know lightning can strike twice in the same place, you know, because that's happened too. Hey, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. How you can join us along with the 280-plus outlets that we have in order for you to, you know, get a hold of BillMartinezLive.com. So that's the way it happens here. And with us right now is the one and only Megan Barth. Megan, of course, the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Bill, and happy 4th of July to you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, and you as well, and for all of America, it is a great time for us. We spoke with Senator Mike Lee yesterday. His book went to paperback, and we were fortunate to have him on the show to talk about our lost Constitution. And what an honor to talk to him. I just like him a whole lot. You know, I got to tell you.
I bet. And you know, the further we drift away from the Constitution, especially with the Supreme Court decisions as of late, the more in peril we really are, because we're becoming a society that is not being founded or adjudicated on the Constitution and the founding document. Mm-hmm. They're actually just making law in accordance to their whim.
Exactly.
And this is a real threat to our liberty.
Well, and people have to see it, but if you're not connected to the Constitution, you know, this is why on this show, Megan, we've insisted people pause once in a while. And, you know, the 4th of July weekend is another reminder. You know, I was saying the other day in the Bible, it says at least 250 times, remember. And you get, well, remember 250 times, you know, why am I reminded 250 times to remember? Because we forget. And it's the same thing in the Constitution. No, simple. I mean, if we're going to forget, you know, things in the Bible, you know, why would we not forget about the Constitution? Not to mention the fact when there is and I will say this, there's a diabolical move within the educational system to eradicate any reference to the Constitution. So is it any wonder these kids that are graduating know so very little? And the evidence is clear. They surveyed these kids that are coming out of school, coming out of colleges, high school, and they know so little about civics and about our government, much less our Constitution.
That's right. And it is, you're right, it is diabolical, and it is by design, because the education system is owned by the progressive left. And the progressive left believes that the Constitution is a living document that bends according to their whim, not a conservative point of view. Just only their whim.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, and it's amazing. And meanwhile, here we are, 7 out of 10 of Americans saying we're on the wrong track. Basically, what you're saying, to your point, Megan, is America is unhinged. We're in chaos because we have let go of those anchoring points, those valuable anchoring points that helps us understand, you know, some basics. Basics like an attorney general not meeting with a former president whose wife is being investigated on a private plane in Phoenix. I mean, you know, some basic rules of law, right?
Well, and he might be under investigation, too. He's part of the foundation.
Right. Yeah, it's
amazing to me. But, you know, I'm still not surprised because I've always called Loretta Lynch Eric Holder in a skirt. She is just another social justice warrior.
Yeah.
And social justice has zero to do with the law or the Constitution or justice in and of itself. Because ultimately, justice is supposed to be colorblind.
So how do you fit social justice with the Clintons? I mean, or is it just that somehow the Clintons serve that, serve that narrative?
Ideology.
Yeah, well, okay.
They're both ideologues. And if you look back, I mean, Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton go way back. They're both
friends. That's right, exactly. Well,
so the amount of impropriety is just astounding to me. I saw it as a huge middle finger to the rule of law. And to all of us who really want, and to the FBI, quite frankly, and to the Department of Justice and justice in and of itself, she should know better, and she does know better.
Well, the thing
and
is
so
amazing.
They believe, we're stupid enough to believe that they sat on that tarmac in 110-degree heat and talked about grandkids.
Right, of course. Well, because, you know, burping babies is really significant. You know, you've got to have that conversation, Megan, let me tell you. You know, and the thing is that's disappointing is right about the time where you just want to give her the benefit of the doubt, she does stuff like this. And then to even make it worse, she doesn't absolutely recuse herself. She just says, okay, I'm going to defer to the FBI and let them decide on the email probe. And then meanwhile, the foundation is saying, hey, look, we want to... I don't know how they came up with a 27-month delay. You know, that's kind of arbitrary. I mean, like, you put your finger in the air, you throw a dart, and, 27. Let's hold off for 27 months. Of course, on the other side of the election. I mean, this is insane that we have so many questions about a candidate that is up for president of the United States. And, you know, we're actually having this conversation like it's no big deal. It's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, she's got a couple of speeding tickets. I mean, we're talking an indictable deal here where somebody in any, you know, you and I'd be in jail already and forgotten, you know, but because it's the Clintons, you know, they just keep deferring them, you know, the whole deal, right?
Well, yeah, the morally and ethically bankrupt left marches on, and they do so with the protection of those within this administration that will provide cover. Look, if you read the Benghazi report, we know that there is so much, not only just political correctness, but for the first time in history, we left men behind.
Mm-hmm.
And Libya, and Hillary Clinton owns Libya, even though she doesn't want to talk about it. Libya was supposed to be her creation and her badge of honor when it came to extending and expanding diplomacy within the Middle East and other countries without firing a shot. This was supposed to be her champion and her one area, Libya, that was supposed to be in her pocket. As Sidney Blumenthal said, make Cleo proud, you know,
yeah.
Goddess of history.
Yeah, right? Go figure.
And it was all just optics and imagery to prop her up. Libya was never supposed to end in a terrorist attack. And the fact that we still do not know where our commander-in-chief was during that attack is beyond me.
How do they ignore his order, Megan?
Right.
How do they ignore the commander-in-chief's order? Supposedly, you know, that he gave an order and that also the Department of Defense, that Panetta had given the order. Wait a minute. You don't disobey orders from the commander-in-chief, last time I checked.
That's right.
And no heads are rolled, nothing. See, the thing is, I think there's another parallel application to whole Benghazi. I think, yes, you've got the optics and you've got, you know, Hillary Clinton's history and all that kind of deal. But Barack Obama is up to his neck, up to his nose, drowning in the stink of Benghazi. There is something else there that they don't want to talk about, and they're happy to keep it at this level. And, you know, you and I talked about this a couple of years ago. It came out, you know, the papers kind of, you know, they had to report on it, admitting that there was some gun running. That's the other issue. I think that's why Barack Obama wanted to cover himself. He did not want this to come out. And You know, I got to tell you, I imagine he's got, he's forever grateful to one Candy Crowley, who bailed him out and gave him a lifeline during that debate with Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney's team really failed us as well. We're talking with Megan Bart, and we've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Stand the heat. Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez live.
I have no idea. That's why we turned it over.
You were in charge of it. You were the official in charge. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
No. Well, no. You know how it works digitally. Did you try the microphone?
I don't know how it works digitally at all. I do not have any.
Well, let me first say that, you know, I'm used to criticism. I've been taking it for a very long time. But I care passionately about climate change.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
I mean, if you look back, we've done some really stupid things. And, you know, over 200 years, we've passed terrible laws. We've had all kinds of government-sponsored or condoned discrimination against all kinds of people. We've, you know, we've made our mistakes.
90 to 95% of my work-related emails were in the state system. If they wanted to see them, they would certainly have been able to.
You know what? That is maybe the 10th time you have cited that figure today.
It is.
And I have not heard anyone other than you ever cite that figure. Who told you that 90 to 95% of your emails were on the state, were in the State Department system? Who told you that?
We learned that from the State Department and their analysis of the emails that were already on the system.
The Inspector General report found that less than 1% of State Department emails, record emails, were captured.
I believe that marriage is not just a bond, but a sacred bond between a man and a woman.
I have not supported same-sex marriage. I have supported civil partnerships and contractual relationships.
I support marriage for lesbian and gay couples.
Just and how many angels dance on the head of a pin? I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I remember landing under sniper fire. We basically were told to run to our cars. Now, that is what happened. I made a mistake in describing it.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
You know, Megan Bartha, you know, hey, this is what she said. I mean, words from her mouth and, you know, the hypocrisy. And it continues, and she says it all with a straight face. And then some people, I mean, her supporters go, I just can't imagine why people just can't trust her. And you go, yeah, you know, why is the trust level only, you know, at 62%? I mean, it varies, you know, but with 60, why wouldn't it be more like 100% after Benghazi and all these other issues, the issue of the email? I mean, just that repartee between her and Trey Gowdy, you know, where she says 10 times, you know, 90, 95. Where did you get that number? And then, oh, let me tell you what the IG says about, you know, 1%. So how do you reconcile 90, 95% with 1% that the Inspector General says?
Yeah, really only 3 out of 10 people believe in her. So 7 out of 10 people believe she's a liar. And this is her problem, and I think this is the strategy that Trump continues to employ, and he'll actually expand and double down on it. And that is to attack her on her lack of credibility and the amount of lies that she has told over her civil service. And I say that with quotes around it. Because usually servants don't walk away with hundreds of millions of dollars. While working for the public.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what the Clintons are, and that's who the Clintons are. And when you look at the history of the Clintons, there are always lies. That's why Bill Clinton was impeached in the first place.
Exactly.
And we have to remember, Bill, who Hillary Clinton is. And this is where I think the Republicans falter, especially in their fight against the left. Because we're not dealing with the Kennedys any longer. This is not the party of JFK any longer. This is the party of Karl Marx. When you look at their ideology, when you look at Hillary Clinton's past, she was the protege of Saul Alinsky, who wrote The Rules of Radicals, who dedicated his book to Lucifer. This is how Hillary Clinton got her start. She was one of the original radicals, and she always has been. She has always pushed for single-payer health care, otherwise known as Hillary Care, which is Obamacare Part 1. Obamacare Part 2, should she get in office, will be nationalized health care, because that has always been the goal of the left.
Exactly.
She is running to the left of Bernie Sanders on many issues. And the fact that Elizabeth Warren came out with her last week was the most stunning hypocritical thing I've ever seen, because Elizabeth Warren has rallied against the banks and Wall Street, and Hillary Clinton has made, and her husband, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think it's $110 million.
Did Elizabeth Warren have to run out right away, Megan, and go and take a shower after that?
Well,
I'm just saying.
But if she had a conscience, if she had a conscience, she would. But again, we are dealing with the ideological left, the Elizabeth Warrens of the world, who are socialists through and through. There is no difference between a democratic socialist or a socialist. A socialist is a socialist that wants to centralize power within the federal government, relinquishing the power that the Constitution grants the individual.
Right. Well, Megan, real quick, the last thing I wanted to talk to you about was actually the first thing I wanted to talk to you about, and that is the power of Planned Parenthood and what they were able to do with the Supreme Court decision. I mean, if people cannot see how powerful that Planned Parenthood has become in our country and what a force, I mean, here it is. They are exposed. And do they get in trouble? No, it's the guy, it's Dave DeLuyten, the guy who happens to video the truth of Planned Parenthood, and they put him in jail. I mean, you know, they hold him up for scrutiny. Nothing happens to Planned Parenthood whatsoever. And now we have this decision coming down from SCOTUS regarding the Texas abortion law, which the governor and most reasonable people, you know, as a result of women dying in these abortion facilities because these doctors, you know, they don't even have rights to go into hospitals. I mean, it is a convoluted mess. You say, hey, look, if we're here to protect women, let's do right by women. Let's make sure that if there is an emergency, they're properly protected. And SCOTUS said, no, I don't think so. How did they get there?
Yeah, somehow ambulatory surgical center regulations, the Supreme Court ruled, would be an undue burden on women seeking abortions. So even just having like a fire extinguisher in an abortion clinic would be an undue burden. And I think Justice Thomas in his dissent said it best. He said, ordinarily plaintiffs cannot file suits to vindicate the constitutional rights of others. But the court employs a different approach to rights that it favors. So in this case and many others, the court has erroneously allowed doctors and clinics to vicariously vindicate the putative constitutional rights of women seeking abortions. Ultimately, this case shows why the court never should have bent the rules for favored rights in the first place.
Exactly.
Our law is now so riddled with special exemptions for special rights that our decisions deliver neither predictability nor the promise of a judiciary bound by the rule of law. And this is why this election is so important, Bill. Because if Hillary Clinton, God forbid, should be elected, our Supreme Court will become a court of social justice, not a court of constitutional justice. And then it becomes the court, the Ninth Circuit Court of California, whereby they are hearing cases and deciding cases based on their political ideology. And that is just such despotism, I cannot even tell you. And that's the road that we're going down.
Yeah, the activist judiciary then goes on steroids, Megan.
That's right. And if women's health were really the center piece of the Democrat abortion platform, then why would we deny women the same regulations and standards that surgery centers have across the nation? This is never about women's health. This is about reproductive justice. This is about social justice, and this is all founded in eugenics.
Exactly.
The less people, the better.
Well, Megan, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just for you, America. Stephen Moore is with us right now, distinguished fellow with the Heritage Foundation, an American economic writer and policy analyst who founded and served as president of the Club for Growth from 1999 to 2004, a member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and frequently opines on the pages of their op-ed section. Fact of the matter is that Stephen still knows how to add and take away the old school way. And the numbers actually balance out, Stephen. I think you're just messing up the culture today. You actually work with numbers that make sense.
Well, it's great to be with you again. And
always laugh
when you were saying that, because I was listening to Hillary give her speech the other day. It was about a week ago, and she was saying, she was blasting Donald Trump for, he's too dangerous. He's going to, blow a hole in the budget, and then that. And I thought, gee, this is coming from the woman who's working for the guy who sort of increased the debt by $9 trillion in 8 years. And then she said, here in America, we pay our bills. And I'm like, no, we don't.
Yeah,
we don't.
Exactly.
We don't pay our bills. We've got to, writing $9 trillion of hot checks is not, since when is that paying your bills?
Yeah, and being on a trajectory of bankruptcy. I mean, we're bankrupt, but we just haven't read the memo yet, I guess, Steve.
Well, so the huge debt is $19 trillion. With the economy growing as slow as it is, the debt
is rising and rising as share of our output, and that, you know, that's share of our GDP, and that's a very scary situation, especially if interest rates start to rise. We're in a boatload of trouble. But I just thought that was so funny for her to say, well, we're a nation that pays our bills.
Yeah, this whole thing is just total hypocrisy, and she's a walking irony. We know that because she says things and it's going, well, weren't you there? You know, haven't you been there? Yeah, haven't you been part of the problem? Now you want to step outside and have the audacity to say that you had nothing to do with it, and you've got the solution. Well, you know, you're the one that brought us into the problem, so, you know, it scares me to think what kind of solution, you know, you're going to come up with here.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, across the board, all of the things she accused Trump of with things that she's guilty of, too. Yesterday she said, you know, I was amazing after the Brexit vote. You know, she said, well, what we need in America that shows is somebody who's a career politician who knows how government works and knows how this place around Washington works. I'm like, are you paying attention? The last thing people want is a member of the elite political ruling class. Yeah. That was what the Brexit was about, rejecting people like you.
Exactly.
You know, she's saying, well, Trump doesn't have a steady hand like I do. It's like, he's run successful businesses. You got rich by giving speeches for $250,000 to, you know, Goldman Sachs and groups like that. But, you know, this race is full of irony, isn't it?
It really is. And speaking of Brexit and the disconnect that she and President Obama, I mean, President Obama goes over there and tutors the British for 20 minutes, kind of send a little salvo over the bow of their boat by saying, hey, look, if you guys don't stay with the European Union, you're going to go to the back of the bus, so to speak.
Yeah, can you imagine Ronald Reagan saying that to Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah, no way.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, the problem in the world right now, by the way, what this really exemplifies is that there's no leadership. There's no leadership in the world. Where are the Churchills and the FDRs and the John F. Kennedys and the Ronald Reagans and the Margaret Thatchers? There just isn't anyone. And the world is spinning out of control because there is no leadership. And Barack Obama's not a leader. You know, Cameron is not a leader. Merkel is not a leader. I guess the guy who thinks he's the world leader is Putin. But, you know, there's nobody that's really standing up for freedom and liberty. And I think that's one of the reasons people around the world feel disconnected with the political system.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's such a bad thing to worry about your own country first. You know, Stephen, when I'm on an airplane, they tell us in case of an emergency and if those, you know, oxygen mask comes down, it tells you to do what? To put yours on first, right? Before you try to help somebody else. And you can't help anybody if you're limping along yourself. I mean, how much good are you?
That's so true.
So, and
well,
I think this is... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, more importantly, you know, I've always believed that America's greatest role in the world is to be this beacon of freedom and a showcase for how to get it right. And, you know, one of the reasons that the world economy is in a recession now is that, you know, when the United States doesn't get it right, nobody gets it. None of the other countries get it right. They follow our lead. You know, Reagan pulled not just the United States, but the whole world out of a, you know, mini depression in the early 1980s. And, you know, the problem is every policy we've had out of Washington for the last 7 years has been counterproductive. And as a result, you know, a lot of the countries the world have been leading, you know, have been following our advice, and that hasn't been very good advice. It hasn't worked very well for us, and it's not working very well for them.
And that's clearly the fruit of the decisions, the choices that we've made. In your book, your new book, congratulations, you and Kathleen have written Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. Stephen, I mean, you're a numbers guy, and you look at the numbers historically. I mean, we're showing 95 million Americans over the age of 16 aren't working. Even that number is bogus. You know, it's manufactured in order to support a low unemployment number that somehow, you know, makes the president look good, but at our expense. Isn't that right?
Well, anybody who literally believes that the unemployment rate in this country is 5% is smoking something. And Americans know that's not an accurate number. The real unemployment rate is closer to 10% when you take into account all the people who dropped out of the workforce or can't find a full-time job. So this is, you know, this is something that is just a fiction. And again, this is the reason nobody trusts anybody in Washington, because they lie about the figures.
Exactly. Well, and we know people still need to survive, and you and I have talked about this before, and that is this underground market of people being paid under the table. And in part, you can't blame them. You understand, hey, look, they're just trying to put food on the table for their families and exist in this very, very tough, tough economic environment that the president insists that we're better off today than we were when he took office.
Hardly. I mean, you know, in fact, the middle class has seen no gains at all since he entered office. The middle class actually lost ground. This is the first time we've actually had a recovery where the American people in the middle class actually lost ground. And, if you're in the top 10%, you've probably made some good money. But people, in the bottom, 20, 30, 40, 50%, they've actually lost ground.
Right. Well, they've made money on paper. Because of what the Fed has done, don't you think?
Well, it's been a recovery, and I don't know, can't really explain why that's helped the people at the very top. Maybe it's because they're the insiders or the ones who are connected to government the most. And, I think our Fed policy has been abysmal for the last 7 years. You can't print money to create jobs. When you combine that with the massive increase in debt and the higher taxes and the minimum wage increases and the regulatory strangleholds and Obamacare, need I go on, all these things are depressing business, and we have to just erase them. We have to repeal 80% of what Obama has done, and we'll get back to prosperity.
Well, amazing that you have Hillary Clinton, in contrast to her husband, who saw the writing on the wall and said the era of big government is over. He made that announcement, saw it very clearly. Hillary is double downing on Obamanomics, huh?
Yeah, and Obamacare as well.
Yeah.
She said she's going to expand Obamacare. In her speech, she got three economic ideas that she talked about. One was, the first one was that she was going to raise the minimum wage. The second one was raise taxes on the rich. And the third one was spend more money on infrastructure. And I thought, geez, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Barack Obama's done for 8 years. That's hardly a change agenda. I mean, this is really, truly an election about whether the American people want change or not. And, Hillary Clinton is the ultimate status quo, four more years candidate. And Trump is talking about some dramatic changes. And we'll see what voters go for. But I think the Brexit vote tells us people want change.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, is that Brexit may be foretelling us something. He's the author of the book Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. He and Kathleen Harnett White have written it to our benefit. Read it and be informed. Stephen Moore, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on them. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good. Fighting the good. Fighting the good. Fight good. Fight.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And I'll tell you, every time I hear the voice of Miss Clara, you know, asking God to raise him up, you know, we've got with us right now Lauren Kitchen Stewart, National Radio Personality College professor and motivational speaker, and dear friend who's on her way to China to go pick up her new child. How exciting is that, Lola?
We are so excited. It's almost to the point we can't believe this day has arrived. You know, it's like, well, I mean, we will have him. Are y'all ready for this? His guide today is July the 4th.
Oh, my gosh,
so
really?
We will be flying into China. We leave today, but it's a long flight. We have to fly into Detroit to Beijing to Nanjing. And so we'll get there Sunday, wee hours in the morning, and then Monday he will be with us for the rest of the time, and we'll be here for 2 weeks. And yeah, it's kind of like, wow. I mean, we're going to have another child. You know,
that
we're
is
headed
so cool.
into the delivery room, and you're just like, we just are beside ourselves.
I know. Do you have a red, white, and blue onesie? Do you have a red, white, and blue onesie for him? Did Robin pick one out for him?
He turned 6 May 19th. So I don't think he'd like getting squished into that.
He'd probably think, hey, these people are crazy. Leave me. Leave me here. And he doesn't even know about the 16 dogs.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever seen a dog. So we're kind of going, how are we going to handle this? Maybe a Chihuahua first. Then we'll add in a poodle. Then we'll add in maybe a fight and kind of work our way up to the bigger one.
Oh, my goodness. He's going, oh my gosh, I've landed in the 101 Dalmatians, but there's no Dalmatian, but there's 101 of something around here.
There's 101 of something. Yeah, we're really having to work through that, but we have to just jump in. You know, it's like we try to plan, try to get it figured out. We've heard his personality is really wonderful. Mm. We read that about him initially when we were in the process of deciding about adopting him. And some friends adopted 2 weeks before us, and his best friend is their daughter. and they got to meet him, and they said he ran up and hugged him. They're like, he is so
loving.
And they're supposed to be showing him a little photo album so he knows who we are. Like, they're weeks and weeks ago, they're supposed to say, this is your mom, this is your dad, this will be your sister, this will be your brother, this will be your house, this will be your grandfather.
Yeah.
So he's not like, who are these people? Interesting enough, our friends, they just got back. They went back and visited the orphanage with their little girl, and we were like, we don't want to do that because it might be emotional for him. Mm-hmm. The little girl named Vivian, she played with the children, played with her caregivers who have had her since she was an infant. And when it was time to go, she's like, bye, and waving, blowing kisses, and went with her parents.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
So the connection really happened quick. Hey, Lauren, real quick also, people were, asking me questions about nephew Will, and we got some good news. This has been a good week for Will, and the doctors have determined now that Will's going to be able to get on the other side of this, huh?
Well, the word is that he will live, which we're so thankful for, because it was so touch and go for the week and a half. I guess now it's been 2 weeks that this happened, and he is responding, which is a big deal. Apparently, when there's brain injury, like, he is responding to commands, like, can you stick your tongue out? Can you blink your eyes? Can you wiggle your toes? Can you move your fingers? Those are all crucial, and he is doing that. Now the prayer is that his brain will be totally healed. I just wish you all knew him, and I think I said this last week. He's just an exemplary person. He is kind, loves the Lord. He's engaging. He is sensitive. He's a go-getter. When you're with him, you feel like that you're the only person in the universe at that time. Even my dad's like, I love that boy. I mean, he just, when you walk away from Will, you just feel good. Like, I want to be more like him. And so our prayer is that nothing about who he is will be affected for the negative, that this
God's
will just turn into a wonderful testimony for him.
Exactly.
And the Lord will do something beautiful, which he does. He takes the ashes and turns them into a beautiful masterpiece in our lives if we only allow it. And we all knew that from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. We have that confidence. And for those that are just joining us, nephew Will had a terrible skateboarding accident, landed on his head, and he's been in a coma in some form, self-induced and otherwise, with a severe brain injury now, just about 2 weeks now, right, Lauren?
It was 2 weeks ago, and he had like three contusions, so it seems like he must have hit on the back and then flew forward and hit the front, and so he had several different areas, and he was longboarding, which is kind of a new sport, I think. I'm not an athlete, so to speak, but it's kind of like a really long skateboard. Not as long as a surfboard, but long, and because of the length, I think they pick up a lot of speed. And this would be, I think, most of our worst to most people is wear a helmet. Even though a helmet's not total protection, you do need a helmet.
Lauren, explain some to me. His parents said the way they get him to stick his tongue out is they show him a picture of you. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And then he does it twice. He's like, whoa,
whoa. I just joke. Hey, real quick, let's get into this little bit of a Trump deal. I mean, you and I talked before about the numbers being juiced and how some of these reports are coming out. Then you find out later that they're biased by 25% of the Democrats. And, Trump is getting clobbered. Now, all of a sudden, in a matter of days, Trump is leading the pack. I mean, Democrats are beside themselves, and they're trying to do everything they can. I mean, now they want to hold off these emails on the foundation for Hillary.
Let's 27
get
months.
27 months. I mean, how do you come up with 27? Why not 24? What's the magic of 27?
Well, this morning I had to just walk out of the room. I don't know if y'all are like me, but I get so aggravated. I'm just like, I can't even listen to this anymore. And this is what we have to be praying, that things are fair and ethical. You know what I'm saying? Because you just want things to be fair.
Right.
You want them to be fair. And we don't even know what to believe anymore. For one thing, with polls, you're like, should I believe that? And people are very easily swayed by that. But we just have to be praying. We have to be engaged. Mm. Let me tell y'all, we're going to have conversations with people. We can't be worrying about, are people going to like me? I want to have friends. I don't want to offend anybody. We are past that. We have to fight for our country.
Exactly.
And what's best for our country at this point. And this is crazy. Like, now with Bill Clinton meeting on the tarmac with Loretta. I mean, I'm like, what? Oh, we're talking about our grandkids. It was accidental. It wasn't planned. What do you think? We just dropped off a turnip truck. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and she can't even, you know, really step up and fully recuse herself. Now she says she's just going to yield to the FBI. Yeah, whatever that means, you know. So, you know, this is, like you said, Lauren, we're really lost. And this, again, I hear the echoing call of Miss Clara from War Room. Lord,
yes.
raise them up. I mean, you know, what you're talking about is integrity. We're talking about the truth. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this country has unhinged ourselves because we've let go of the truth. And this is why we're confused, because that's what happens. When you let go of the truth, you open the door to chaos. And this is what America looks like right now, doesn't it?
That's what it looks like right now. And I was talking to Robin this morning. I'm like, this is my vernacular. I'm like, who's her boss? Besides Obama, who's her boss?
Yeah.
You're not somebody that can be reported. He goes, there is no one else. I'm like, there has to be. This is America. We got to have a check and balance system. But that's not happening, and that's very frustrating for the American people.
You asked the right question, but the answer is in our Constitution, which everybody needs to get connected with. Her boss is we the people, Lauren. If we the people don't stand up and we just allow this to pass through, you know, the Harry Reid's or the deception of the Clinton Foundation. Of course, Clinton Cash is coming soon. I mean, if the Benghazi movie didn't fray you at the edges, wait till you watch the Clinton Foundation movie on Clinton Cash. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is really going to send you for, you know, a spin.
Well, and it's just time for us, like she was saying in the clip, Aunt Clara, to rise up. And we can't bury our head in the sands anymore. And I know we've set with the sand anymore. And I know we've talked about this over and over. But Christian people, conservative people can make a difference. We can turn the tide. You know what I'm saying? We serve a mighty God. We can turn the tide, but we have to be engaged.
We're supposed to. Lauren, that's our commandment. Our commandment is to go out there and be salt and light. That's what the people need. They need to know a difference. They need to know, hey, look it, you know, Lauren, I want what you got. What do you got that makes you so different, that gives you the confidence and hope for tomorrow? What do you got?
Well,
I want that.
Show yourself approved. Study.
Yes.
Know what's
yes.
going on in the world around you. Know what's really happening. So when you go to vote, your mind is packed full of knowledge that's available for you.
Yeah.
And people haven't done that in the past. They're like, I don't want to know. I don't care. It's too much. Well, it is too much, but it's happening. And you can't just bury yourself. You have to be involved.
Exactly.
Or not. But
right.
not being involved isn't doing anyone any good. And then don't complain about it later.
Yeah, but even worse, we need you in the field of battle. We need all hands on deck. We had a conversation with Senator Mike Lee yesterday. We were talking about his book, The Lost Constitution. And I reminded the senator that in the Bible, you know, we are told to remember over 250 times. And you got to figure the reason that God told us to remember, because we forget. So if we forget the word of God, how well are we going to do at remembering the Constitution, which is quite a bit less? But if there was ever a time that we needed to re-endear ourselves and re-educate ourselves on the basis of the U.S. Constitution, maybe this 4th of July weekend might be a perfect reminder. What do you think?
When the sun sets us free, we are free indeed.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I mean?
Hey, be safe. And all our best. Congratulations on the new I can't wait to see him. I mean, this is so exciting. I can't wait till you guys come back. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Lauren, as always, good to have you with us. Bless you, honey.
Bless you, guys.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.